You said when you're looking at it from awareness. Can you go a little bit deeper into that, what you mean by that?
I can. So if I'm sitting here and there's just this feeling of loneliness, one thing I have to do is I have to get beyond the label of it. I have to sort of move into what is the experience of the feeling in my body when I take the label away. So obviously from awareness, meaning there's a presence here or awareness that you could even imagine emanating from behind your body and your mind that comes in and it meets the feeling directly. So it's without a thought in the middle of that, without a label. It's just the being present to the energy in the body. And it probably is not going to feel comfortable. And you have to kind of look for the resistance to the feeling, because there might be like, I don't want to feel this. But if you're really quiet and resting with it from presence, you can start to investigate it. That's what I mean. You can start to ask questions about what is your meaning, or why are you here, or what's this all about? And that's when the mind will start producing the really juicy stories underneath the label of loneliness, which it could quite often is a deficiency story of like, I'm not loved. I don't belong here. I'm a misfit. Nobody loves me, things like that. And those are more core issues. But as you can just observe them again from awareness, very gently, be very patient and loving with it, then they can start, those different stories can start to just quiet and quiet. Yeah. So, and then come back to the feeling, keep coming back to it with an openness and a, almost like a curiosity instead of a rejection of it, which is challenging for people because we want to reject the feeling, but just come with it from awareness and just be curious to see what it has to say and keep looking at the stories until they fall away.
Yeah. So I'll post, you wrote a blog about mining your sensations. I'll post that link on here so people can go into that as well. So someone has an energy in their body that's been there for a long time. They don't want to go into it because there's a lot of painful memories, a lot of painful associations. So how do they move from that, I don't think I can handle being present with that, to actually going into it and seeing what's there?
Yeah, it's not like you can just flip a switch on, because you know we've spent a lifetime of not wanting to feel stuff. I think one thing that can help is if you get with the practitioner, like you or me or someone who can hold the space for that and guide someone in, and then sort of teaching you how to be with the feeling in a way that's not so resistant. But if you're discovering this kind of work on your own, I think one of the nicest things to do is just to come down and feel into the body and look for and allow any resistance to the feeling, because that's often the surface layer. It's like, you know, I don't want to feel this. I want this to go away. But as you become aware of that movement in your body that's trying to push against it or distract from it, just by being aware of that movement of resistance, it can start to soften, because it comes into the light of awareness and it sort of can't survive. It sort of hides in the dark and stays alive in the dark. So by becoming aware of the resistance, you know, it's just little subtle things like you feel like very tense when you first go down to feel it, very resistant. But then as you allow the resistance, there's just kind of sometimes a very slow softening to it. Like it's not necessarily a dramatic, like, oh, I just love this feeling now. You know, I can just welcome this, but it's more just very gentle sort of softening to it.
Go to killibeecenter.com, Radical Recovery Summit, to see the full schedule of speakers and to register to watch these free online in the Radical Recovery Summit 2017.